having kids without using diapers might seem kind of far out. So who better to tell us about this than Willow Loon of Berkeley, California? She remembers when her son was 3 months old. They were at her mother-in-law's house. Her husband took the baby to the bathroom and accidentally left the door open.
And his mother came in and saw him holding our son over the toilet, and she said, "What are you doing?" And my husband said, "Well, he's going to the bathroom just like you do." And it took her about a minute, and then she said, "That's so cool."
Loon and her husband said it was normal to see babies without diapers when they were traveling in Tibet and Thailand. So when their son was born, they decided to try it. He was going to the toilet on his own by age 1.5. Now Loon teaches classes in Berkeley and other areas around San Francisco. She says diaper-free little ones can wear crotchless pants or might not wear anything from the waist down. And it's up to the parents to pay close attention or risk having to reach for those cleaning supplies.
There might be a little wiggle. Or sometimes just the staring at you. There's just little subtle clues that they actually give you from the time they're born. So it's just our job to look at that, listen for that, pick up on that, and then respond to it.
Turns out there's a name for this little dialogue between babies and parents. They call it elimination communication, or EC. Instead of using diapers and then training them to go in the toilet a few years later, Loon says parents can just pay attention. They can show babies from the start what to do when the need arises. Loon says one of the reasons she and her husband do this is because they're concerned for the environment. Pampers and Huggies clog up the landfills. The other major option, washing cloth diapers, takes more attention from parents, but even doing that can use a lot of water and electricity. Jennifer Williams lives in the San Francisco area. She has 3 children, all under age 4. Williams is also concerned for the environment, and she wants to pay close attention when her 6-month-old daughter goes to the bathroom. She even uses cloth diapers.
Even just with cloth diapers, you have to be way more in tune to what's going on with someone's body. Where, you know, she's in disposable right now, I'll forget about it for 5 hours. You don't have that option with cloth unless you want to give her a horrible rash. So the whole EC thing, I think, is really interesting because you really have to be in touch with what's going on physiologically.
But Williams works full-time. Elimination communication just isn't practical for her family.
Yeah, because, I mean, you really do have to be available to whenever the baby has to go to the bathroom. And with one baby, when I was home on maternity leave, I probably could have done it. Once you have more than one running around, it just doesn't fit. Maybe I'm lazy. So be it.
Supporters of the diaper-free lifestyle say it's actually easier than potty training kids when they're older. And they say parents don't have to do it all the time. They can try it when they do have time to pay close attention. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.